This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. As people prepare to celebrate International Women's Day on Saturday, March 8th, women unionists are fighting for their rights all over the world. But perhaps the most dangerous situation right now is in Cambodia, where the government has warned women not to march on the day. This is the same government that brutally suppressed a strike of 360,000 garment workers, mostly young women, in early January. Four workers were killed, 21 remain in prison. Industrial, the Global Union Federation, which represents garment workers at the world level, has issued a plea for unionists to help the women in Cambodia. I talked to Monica Kemperle, the Assistant General Secretary of Industrial, about the situation in Cambodia.
For the women in Cambodia, that's a special situation. Now we celebrate the 8th of March on Saturday, and women will fight for better working condition, for a higher minimum wage. That's $160. People from the government said that they will not have that women goes to demonstration. They don't have to celebrate the Women's Day, the 8th of March, because afterwards it would be dangerous for them. They get troubles. Women live very dangerous in this situation. We hope that there are not guns and shots, and on 8th March are against these women. They are really strong women, and they said they will celebrate. They know all the situation now, and they know the names, they know the people who will shot on there, and so I hope that we don't have death women on this day. It's very difficult for the women, and so we will support the Cambodian women in their fight for all their demands for a higher minimum wage, because at the last strike, four people were killed, 39 people injured, 21 of the activists. And so we sent out letters to women all over the world to support these women in their fight. And we will support them all over the world and give them power for their fight in Cambodia.
Unionists are being asked to make sure the Cambodian government knows the whole world is watching. Labour Start, the news and campaigning service of the international labour movement, has created an online petition. Labour activists are being asked to sign the petition at www.laborstart.org.